Like Paramount, we are not going to censor Cops. I was never my favorite show, but I will tell you I am glad the show existed because I thought that it gave you a good sampling of what cops go through and deal with. You know, every citizen ought to do a ride-along sometime, and Cops was like the virtual ride-along that you could do, but of course they have now pulled it and say that it's not coming back, live PD in similar territory. It's just, you know... How are you going to ever find out what actually goes on with policing? It's not going to be by watching the nightly news because they're just going to show you over and over and over again the one cherry-picked horrible example that is horrible but not representative, and that's the problem. Mike Wood is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, did you I wasn't really intending to start there because Davis played the music. Am I reading this right? How do officers respond to that as a statement by the media? Is that, I mean, it seems like what they're saying is we don't dare show decent policing.
Yeah, I think a lot of officers sort of took offense to that. I mean, you know, it's not a show that I personally watch because it's like watching yourself at work, sort
right.
of. You know, who wants to do that? I guess like you watching WKRP in Cincinnati. So,
well, that actually is entertaining, but okay.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad analogy, but, you know, it made us feel like that they took it off the air because police officers are bad people and they don't want to show that on TV anymore. So, yeah, some of us did take offense to that.
I can understand that. One of the – obviously, there's a lot of stuff to talk about here. I'm not really even sure where we should start. One thing is this morning at the boat launch, I guess a lot of boaters aren't going out because the Gulf is rough, so snapper season isn't as much of a critical issue today as it might be, but – what is the plan? How did it go this morning? What can you tell us about the boaters coordinating with the protesters?
So far, so good. Nothing has happened because of that. And if there is an incident and we get called down there, then we'll answer that call and try to rectify the situation to where both sides are happy. That's a public park, and it's pretty much first come, first serve. There's usually not a lot of protesters down there early in the morning when the fishermen leave for the day, but when they come back, there may be. And the protesters, the leaders of the protesters, have already said that they will work with the boaters to get those trucks and trailers in and out.
Very good. And yeah, I know I was so happy to hear that from Caleb yesterday that they were willing to work on that and accommodate, which is of course the right thing to do. Before we get into talking about all the training issues and all of that stuff, which is I think a very important question, and the reform pushes that are on, which we've already done here locally a lot of, I did want to get a chance because we haven't talked to you since this happened. What happened with the guy riding on the front of the SUV? Where's the investigation at? Are we looking at charges? Anything you can tell me about this extremely weird event?
Well, I can tell you that it's still under investigation, and that's as far as I can go. We have to look at all sides of it and interview witnesses and look at videos and things like that. Sometimes that takes time. So it's still under investigation.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I understand. I have my own thoughts about all of that, but, you know, I understand what the law says. You know, I was talking to a female friend of mine, and she's like, Andrew, if protesters corner me in my car and expect me to do nothing, they're wrong. You know, I'm like, I understand. It can be a fearful environment. I don't know if that's what took place in this particular case, but I understand. So, obviously, the one of the big questions that has come up again here is the question of police training. I have seen a lot of the training that y'all do. Maybe it's worth taking a moment just to talk about what PPD does in terms of training to prepare officers for that extremely challenging problem of policing and the potential use of deadly force and interacting with the public. Just all talk to people about what the training is.
Well, I can tell you from coming down here from Kentucky, I was amazed at how much training the Pensacola Police Department mandates for its officers. I got down here and you have to go through the academy and then you had training every month at PPD. So training has never been something that's been on the back burner or lax at the Pensacola Police Department. But, you know, Andrew, before an officer is hired, they have to go through a lengthy background check. Now they have to go through a personality check also. And once they're hired, they have to do 770 hours in the police academy, which is almost 20 weeks. And then after that, they have to go through the field training program that the Pensacola Police Department has, which is another 20 weeks. And that's 4 weeks in the classroom and another 16 on the street. So, and then after that, they're watched very closely. They're on probation for 1 year.
So, as I recall, you correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, you guys polygraph your new people, and it's not just like a three-minute tell me the truth. It's a lengthy process to make sure that they're not trying to conceal biases, weird desires, habits. I mean, it's very involved as a psychological screening, right?
Yeah, it is, and they have the psychological screening as well, aside from the polygraph and the personality evaluation. So there's a lot of things. You know, it takes almost a year to get an officer hired and on the street answering calls by himself. So it's something that we take very seriously. You have to have people in the police department that you can trust and that are credible. And one thing in police work, if you lose your credibility, you're done. So we have to be very careful about that, and we have been for quite some time.
What is going to be, do you know yet what the future with the Citizens Advisory Committee, what role are they going to have, and is that something that Chief Leiter is in favor of?
Yeah, he's in favor of it. I don't know what it will entail, if it's something that's still being worked out. So we'll have some answers for that once it's very close to being formed, or after it's been formed.
All right. The use of force is obviously, one of the major questions that you have by the civilians who are concerned, right, and protesters in particular, are concerned about use of force procedures and all of that. How do you train people on that particular issue? Because escalation or not of use of force, de-escalation, like every part of that is at the heart of what people are concerned with. Aside from the issue of racism, the issue of force use has been at the focal point, I think.
Yeah, we train in de-escalation. We train in defensive tactics. We train, we have to make an arrest, or during that arrest, we use whatever force is necessary to effect that arrest and nothing more. Once an individual is handcuffed, then that changes everything. And, they can still be combative once they're handcuffed, but not nearly as much. So we have to be very careful there, and we train our officers on that all the time. And, they say, we keep hearing all the time, they need more training. The officers don't take offense to that. Training is a good thing, and we certainly welcome that. But, when we brought in Dr. Alexander, that training was some really good stuff. It made us think from different perspectives. So we certainly welcome the training. That's not an issue with the Pensacola Police Department.
Professionals relish professional development. That's always been my experience, and nowhere more than at PPD, in my opinion. One of the calls has been for the demilitarization of the police. We saw what happened in December, but what is your perspective on that call?
Well, back when I first started, Andrew, we were using, our sidearm was a wheel gun, a six-shooter revolver. That's all we had. That's what was necessary. And then all of a sudden, the bad guys started using semi-automatic weapons, and we were outgunned. So we had to go to semi-automatic weapons. And you see where that's going. We respond. We purchase equipment based on what is being used against us, and we have to keep up with that, or we're simply going to be the power won't be there for us on the street to be able to quell or stop a situation. So, we don't want to have long guns and shotguns and tear gas and things like that. We don't want to use those things, but unfortunately, when they get used against us, we have to be prepared for that. So that's why we would love to take all that stuff away, but that's not reality.
Well, and I thought it was a smart move, a year and a half ago or so, when Chief Leiter equipped everybody with the sporting rifle, I call them, but AR, that you guys have in your trunk, because God forbid a school shooting, or something like that, and you guys are under-equipped to respond to it. That's something that makes a lot of sense to me. In terms of controlling the current protests or handling them, there's been this ongoing question of the street at 17th Avenue being closed, and, you're not supposed to close a street. You guys have been so far fairly tolerant of that. And the mayor, of course, had called for a move of 17th Avenue, move over to somewhere else. People have mentioned maybe at the monument or at PPD itself. Is there any plan to try to create a situation where they would move? Or is there, if it stays there, is the traffic going to be able to continue flowing? What's kind of been the PPD position on this?
Well, our position is to watch and monitor and keep the protesters safe. And if it looks like that traffic is becoming a problem and they're out in the roadways, then we have to close the roadway. We don't want anybody getting hit. There's a lot of traffic that goes through there every day. And it's a situation that we monitor all the time. And we kind of call it as it comes to us. If it's okay for them to be there and the roadway open, that's what we'll do. And if we think we need to shut the roadway down because people are in the road, we'll do that as well.
All right, very good. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, we're talking to Mike Wood, PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. I was listening to a conversation the other day, and a couple of points that I thought they were provocative, okay? One point somebody made is if police officers are not getting complaints against them, they're not being aggressive enough in policing. I thought that was a bit of a concern, but I also understood the perspective being offered. The other one was, you know, we'd love to be able to get rid of the difficult, troublesome, problematic cops, but the unions are always in the way of that. They're always protecting everybody, regardless. Thoughts about either the complaint process and what that indicates, or the unions and, you know, whether they're helpful or not?
Well, I'm not going to go into the union, whether that's helpful or not. That's something that I have no business getting into. That would have to come from above me, but you know, I can tell you, when we have complaints like that, it's the nature of police work. People don't want tickets, they don't want to get arrested, and so the complaints are going to come in. And a lot of the complaints about officers, especially being aggressive or rude or whatnot, have really gone down since we've gone to the body camera. So that helps out tremendously with the complaint process.
Yeah, and that was one thing, again, I've mentioned it many times, but it's worth remembering, PPD on the front edge of that, and even your second generation or third generation now of the body cameras?
I believe we're in the second generation.
Second generation.
At this point.
Yeah, so far into that process that you actually had to go to a whole new one because they were getting broken too easily. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, you know I appreciate what you do, always giving us answers and spending some time with us to help us understand what PPD does. Thanks for the time and your service. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew.